Hey, sucker, you're listening to Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Hey, look, it's me. It's Free Range Radio time, you know, every weeknight, 6:30 here. It's the Free Range Radio. On Thursdays, we call it Steel Belted Free Range Radio because they let me come in here and do crazy stuff. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. I'm also eternally grateful that someone is actually listening. You are listening, right? It's always nice to know that. So if you want to give me a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, we can chat. You know, it's been a while. I feel like I haven't been down here in the studio for a long time. So I'm hoping that I remember what all these buttons do. But even if I don't, you're used to me making mistakes all the time anyway. So it'll just seem like a normal show. Anyways, got a bunch of new music for you, like a heap of it. Actually, you know what? I just changed my mind. I got to start with some of this new music right away. Let's put this back in. Just got back from a little road trip, a little stalker vacation where I went down to see the Damwells a couple of times down in the States, and it was pretty darn fine, I must say. You can find some videos that I took on the YouTube. If you go to the YouTube and you look for something, you'll probably find it. But one of the and I knew they were going to be great, and everything went great, and whatever. But one of the surprises was I got to see they have this new guy in the band, and it turns out he had become a big Damwells fan, and just kind of emailed Alex Deason from the Damwells and said, "Hey, can I come on tour with you? I know you got an opening act already, but maybe I could drive the van, maybe I could play some keyboards, maybe I could, you know, whatever you want." And it just sounded so ridiculous that they let him do it. And he was great. He has a brand new record coming out in June, but he had a few advanced copies. And, well, there's two things. There's a free download. You can download this record for free. I can tell you how if you want. He had these advanced packages, and it was called his name is Mike Dunn. It was called the Mike Dunn Starter Package. For $20, you got this CD, which looks fantastic. It's just a homemade deal, but it's got these beautiful stamps on it and stuff. But I also got I got a bunch of stickers. I got a bunch of these little coaster things. I got a beer koozie and a keychain, a bottle opener thing. All that for $20. And a great record, too. And I want to play a couple of songs off it right now. From Mike Dunn, from his new record called Hard Luck, Soft Rock. This is the first single, Faith Healer. Still about to read you. Is that it? No, that's not it at all. It's this one. See, I told you I was going to screw up.
I looked down, the sun came up. I packed my bags and hit the road. I love you, baby, but I got a cold fire. This poor fool doesn't know. So many questions I can't define. So many answers I can't hear. I need some time in the city lights. Gotta get my heart in gear. Maybe I can make it clear. To believe, I wanna cover you in gold.
Understand. She said the secrets in the road. I tried to decode the signs and followed her for 7 years, all eyes and ears. Our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. The new land lay like Eden underneath my hungry feet. Its trees were tall, its people all so noble in defeat. Men were digging, men were building, men were killing time. I took a spade and volunteered, a pioneer. Our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. I made a stand on principle, but I had not grasped the facts. One folly breeds another. I made all the wrong contacts. I fell in with strange company, for their armor it did shine. I took the only path I knew. They took it too. Our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. While all men shouted black is white and swore that good is ill, I saw three crosses pierce the sky above a distant hill. The sky burned red as I turned my head, and I left that scene behind. I took another god to be my guide, the one inside. Our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. From the veil of sleep, across the theater of my mind, a passing thought did creep. That love is all and all is love, love infinitely kind. I woke and glimpsed through prison bars a billion stars. Our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. Hey, hey, hey.
at the top of his lungs. He was the best in his class. She was the greatest, and he was inspired. She was a stranger when he saved her life. She goes through the casket, she cuts through the line, as if she was asking for a little more time. Will you be ready in time? Behind the curtains, she's running the lines. She hopes to remember when she's under the lights. He was the greatest, and she was inspired. She was in danger when he saved her life. She takes off her mask, the only place she could hide. Somebody asks, will you be ready in time? Will you be ready in time? Out of breath, then she's out on the stage, and the words in her mouth, they are not on the page. They tell her she made it, that he would be proud. She's seeing his face every night in the crowd. She didn't know what he meant until after he died. It's as if he was sent to get her ready in time. Will you be ready in time?
Oh, I just can't get enough of that new song. That's brand new from Matt Epp, the title track to his new record, Ready in Time, produced right here in Winnipeg by Rusty Mattias. Man, that's good. That's so good. We heard the Waterboys in there before that with a song called Destinies Entwined from the new album Modern Blues. I never really cared about the Waterboys at all until I found out that one of the Damwells is in the Waterboys these days. And now I'm a big fan. It's a great record. And it may or may not be because I guess we can call him the regular guitarist in the Damwells these days. He's on tour with them and plays on their records and stuff. His name's Jay Barclay. He's amazing. He's so great. So much fun to watch. Now, you know, I go see the Damwells, and we were told that the original band was back together. You know, we're getting the band back together. And I guess they did. Was sort of like not really. So what happened was, and I got all the scoop from drummer Stephen Terry, who's one of the funniest people alive. So basically Alex and drummer Stephen Terry go in and they lay the groundwork for this record. They basically, you know, make everything. And then one at a time, the other slacker guys come in and record some stuff over top of that. So like, it sounded like they were never actually in one room together for very long. Like they took some pictures. And you know, all the press for this Damwells record says it's the original band back together. And it's not. It's Deason and Stephen Terry, the drummer, who is fantastic, and then some other guys. And those other guys are great. Jay Barclay on guitar was fantastic. And the return of Why Not Jansveld on bass. He's he played on the last Damwells tour with Harper Blinn, and now Moscow Roscoe. And he was great. I don't know why I'm talking about the demo so much. Maybe because I'm obsessed. We heard Leroy Stagger in there with something beautiful from his new record, Dream It All Away, which you can get now. You go out into the Bandcamp and you can order it up, and it's a fine record. There's also a beautiful poster that you can order up. And I just realized it's got this download code for this bootleg record, which I haven't bothered to download yet, which seems so stupid of me. So anyways, I got this beautiful poster at home, and like all the other beautiful posters I have, I'll probably never, ever put it up. But that's partly Leroy Stagger's fault. So he makes this beautiful poster, you know, on the thick kind of cardboardy paper and stuff, and makes this beautiful thing. And then he rolls it up into the tiniest shipping tube possible. So it's all like crinkled up and stuff. Somebody should talk to that boy. Good thing I love him so much. He's so great. Leroy Stagger. Check out his new record. Leroy Stagger at bandcamp.com. And a couple from Mike Dunn from his new record, Hard Luck Soft Rock. We heard Cry For Me and Faith Healer. And it's funny. On the inside, Mike Dunn has all these comparisons to try and get you to figure out, you know, what he sounds like. Somewhere between Bruce Springsteen and Maybelline, Tom Petty and the Hold Steady. Black and Fleetwood Mac. It just goes on and on. And I think the boy has listened to some Replacements, that's for sure. And listened to some, definitely some Bruce Springsteen for sure. Maybe some John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, because they were great too. Anyways, if you like the Mike Dunn, you know, it's coming out in June, but I can tell you a little secret, okay? Don't tell anybody. But if you go to Mike Dunn, D-U-N-N, .co/advance. So that's mikedunn.co/advance. You can download the record for free. Shh. Okay. Don't tell anybody. He gives these cards out like they're nothing. So at the show, he says, "Everybody, come and get a card. Get the record for free." You weren't there, but it was far. So I'll help you out. Anyways, that Matt Epp song, while it was playing, I just realized that we have the full record on the shelf there, and I got to listen to some more of it. So how about we spin one more from Ready in Time? In my 30 seconds of research, this one caught my ear. Let's see if it's as good as the intro indicates. This is a new one from Matt Epp. He's playing in June at the Park Theater along with Last Ditch on the Left. That'll be fantastic. No, it's with Leaf Rapids, damn it. Matt Epp and Leaf Rapids. How good of a show is that going to be? Pretty good indeed. Here's something called Cash in Blood. Steel Belted Radio.
I don't know what's coming over me. It makes it
blood on my hands. My hands.
Hi, this is Joey Burns from Calexico. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio Show on 101.5 UMFM.
Someone's messing with the machines. They've been left out in the rain. Well, it's strange to come back free of any rust. Did you to explain? Could you speak a little more? Clearly on the line, cold wind keeps blowing from the east. Transatlantic crossings coming to a freeze. I'm in exile with a sign that reads, no one can tell which side of the street. Would I stand a little closer to the light? Oh, 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 oh. No one can tell which side to claim. Could you speak a little more clearly? Speak a little clearly on the light. Indian summer, cold blue skies, dervish drummers on noble but fly. Will the chaos grow stronger when the superstition flies?
Brave.
title track to the brand new record from Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. It's called The Traveling Kind. Now, now I'll be honest with you. I have no use for Emmylou Harris anymore. I don't know why it is. I'm over her. I'm done. But this record has a lot of things going for it. Crowell has, on the other, you know, Emmylou, she's I just find her singing on a lot of stuff, sounding like fingernails on a chalkboard these days. But Crowell is sounding so good. He's singing absolutely the best of his life. There's no question about that. And he sounds so great on this record. And there's some good songs. And on a lot of them, Emmylou's not that annoying, like that song right there. And there's some beautiful, beautiful playing on this record. Oh, did you hear that tasty, tasty mandolin from Jed Hughes and the tasty, tasty guitar from Stuart Smith? Beautiful, beautiful. Almost makes you not even notice that Emmylou's there, which is exactly what I want. All right. It's good, though, and you probably like Emmylou Harris because you're not an idiot like me. Brand new Calexico in there as well from their album Edge of the Sun. I was thinking that Calexico might be headed to the same list as Emmylou Harris bands that I used to care about, but just don't anymore. But there's some good stuff on this record. I just picked it up in Minneapolis at the Electric Fetus, and it needs some more listens. Some neat stuff. What's her name? Nico Case singing along on that track, Tapping on the Line, from the new record, Edge of the Sun, from Calexico. Before Calexico, we heard a new band called Aqua Alta, which means nothing to you, but the voice might have sounded familiar. Jen Grant's got a new band because, you know, she wasn't doing well enough with the solo career. She's got this new band as well. They have a new record called Dream Sphere. And we heard a song called BTO-tion. BTO-tion, I think. Something like that. It's a good song. Don't you wish, doesn't it seem wrong that you heard that song on this show for the first time instead of on Venus Envy? I kind of feel bad about it because that song is tailor-made for Venus Envy. Stay tuned for that coming up at 8 o'clock. We heard the Weepies in there from their brand new record, Sirens. We heard Never Let You Down. Like this record. Picked it up in Minneapolis as well. And we heard something off the new record from Matt Epp. We heard Cash and Blood from Ready in Time. I'm going to take a break and I'm going to come back. And I think we're going to dance like fools because the Skydiggers are coming to town. Stick around.